Thank you for listening to the LA Catholic Morning Podcast. To help us broadcast all the good, true, and beautiful, please go to our support page on archangelradio.com.
Welcome to the Archangel Radio Fall Pledge Drive, hosted by Tom McDonald. Throughout the pledge drive, we'll hear from various Catholic schools and ministries, as well as our 1410 guest speaker, Dr. Ray Guarendi of The Doctor Is In. Our goal is $85,000. Remember, we are listener-supported and need your help so we can continue to broadcast all the good, true, and beautiful in the Archdiocese. The phone lines are open, so call or text now to 251-928-2111. You can also email your pledge to office@angelradio.com. And now, your host, Tom McDonald.
Good morning. I can't believe it's day three already.
Oh, you want more?
I didn't. Now, don't misconstrue. I didn't necessarily say that because I think I'm confident we're going to get it done today. We won't need another day.
Oh, got that right. Today.
This is Tom McDonald, joined by Executive Director Ellen Taylor.
Yes.
Who was working hard, gathering pledges and giving us reports and updates and things throughout the day.
Yes.
Also, back after an absence of a couple of days, down relaxing at the beach and regathering himself with his family, is Todd Sylvester.
It was so nice. Oh, my Lord. It was so pleasant. The weather was incredible. It was really nice. But I did listen. I did listen.
Oh, really?
Use the app. No, not the whole thing. I did not bring my phone down to the beach. I loved it when the kids would ask me, Dad, what time is it? And I would say, I have no idea.
I brought my phone to the beach once.
Yeah,
and I realized I had it when I was in the water.
Oh no!
Yeah, yes. It was in my pocket.
Oh,
then wow. I got a new phone. The end.
The end.
And we're also joined by Shannon Rowe.
Good morning.
Who I will allow to introduce herself with her title of many words, so that I don't mess it up.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you. I'm the Executive Director for Development and Stewardship at the Archdiocese of Mobile. I'm also the Executive Director for the Catholic Foundation. So,
okay.
There you go.
There it is.
Two hats. They get two jobs out of one Shannon Rowe over
right.
there.
We wear many hats. We're in ministry. You guys know that.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Maybe you should open the day in prayer,
Let's
Tom.
Let's do that. Mm-hmm. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this, all the generosity and support that's been shown to the station during this pledge drive. We ask that you would continue to pour out your grace upon us today as we conclude this effort. We ask that you would inspire those who are called to help and participate to do so today, to call us to pledge, to be moved by the Spirit to advance the cause of the mission of Archangel Radio. We ask you to bless all of our listeners and all of their needs today, whether it be needs for healing, physical, spiritual, or mental healing, all of the stresses in life and burdens that people are facing, if they're financial or job-related or family-related, relationships, whatever it may be. We just ask you to touch our listeners where they need to be touched today and just shower your grace and mercy upon them. And we ask all of this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We thank our LA Catholic Morning sponsor, Fast Signs. From business signage and vehicle graphics to festive yard signs and party banners, Fast Signs is here to help. Call the Fast Signs in Mobile or the Eastern Shore, or visit fastsigns.com and like us on Facebook, More Than Fast, More Than Signs.
So how long, Shannon, have you been in the positions?
Actually, it is 8 years this month. I started 8 years ago in 2013, October 14th.
But it wasn't 8 years of both of those positions,
yes,
correct?
It was.
It was?
Yes, but it's grown because the foundation was very small and very young 8 years ago, because it's only 11 years old now.
Can you explain the Catholic Foundation to us?
Sure, absolutely. The Catholic Foundation is a separately incorporated entity, but it is a place for ministries and parishes' funds to be invested. It's also a way for people to leave a legacy of a gift and know that it is going to be properly watched over with investors. Every dime in the Catholic Foundation is invested according to our values as Catholics. Mm. So we can be proud about the investments. And we've seen incredible growth. So anyway, we just celebrated 10 years. Actually, we had our 10-year celebration this year.
Even though it was 11 years.
Well, it was... 11 years of signed contract of the signed papers, but 10 years of investments. So we decided, since we couldn't celebrate in 2020, that this was a perfect opportunity to celebrate. Yeah. Is 10 years of invested funds, and we reached a milestone, which was $100 million invested. That's all money that belongs to parishes and schools and ministries across our archdiocese.
Wow.
And so it's a way for people to leave funds for their parish and know that it's going to be used for the purpose that they designate.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So,
well, that segue into speaking of funds, because
Absolutely.
We're here.
That's right.
We're here on the final day of the Archangel Radio Pledge Drive. And just to update our listeners, we came on strong yesterday. We ended the day with a two-day total of $43,180, and I can do the math quickly in my head that that's not quite near the $85,000 goal we need to be at the end of day today. But our listeners have always been generous. Thursday is always our strongest day, and I know that we can come in strong and hit that number of $85,000 by 5 o'clock today. So just to reset the board, if you've been away, like Todd on the beach, the ways to donate, you can call right now. We've got volunteers standing by at 251-928-2111. And that number you can also text in if you want to send. Maybe you're busy getting ready for work and you don't have time. You think you don't have time to talk to anyone, but that's fine too. You text the same number, 251-928-2111, and let us know you want to donate that way. You can jump online at archangelradio.com and click on the Donate Now button. Or you can drive up, because we are outside. The weather is holding off, and the Micromano made an executive decision early, about 6 a.m. We're setting up outside. We're going to believe that the rain will hold off, so come on by right across from St. Lawrence Catholic Church in Fairhope on Section Street, and you can bring us a check or cash or any other item you want to there. And, Tom, we got some great prizes on the board today, right?
We do. Speaking of Todd relaxing at the beach.
Yes.
By the way, I'm assuming you brought a metal detector while you were down there just to find any coins that might be buried in the sand.
Well, I was searching for Bitcoin, but it wouldn't go
yeah,
off.
I could see why.
Yeah, it wouldn't go off at all.
Uh-huh. Keep trying, though.
Good try, yeah.
Well, speaking of the beach, with a pledge of any amount today, any amount whatsoever, any pledge today, you will be entered into the drawing to win a three-day, two-night stay at a condo in Gulf Shores. This beautifully renovated private condo, Sleep 6, and is in Gulf Shores. Use has been of the condo has been donated by an Archangel Radio supporter, and it is valued at approximately $700.
Yes.
So that's, again, any pledge amount today, you'll be entered in that drawing, which will take place at the end of the pledge drive today.
Right.
And also, what I'm excited about.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm not eligible for that drawing.
Yes,
so I'm excited for whoever wins it, but... Mm-hmm. What I'm excited about personally is today's lunch sponsor.
Oh, wow. Oh, yes.
It's on the board today. You're eligible for.
Yeah.
Nice.
Our lunch sponsor today is Bill E's, formerly the old 27 Grill on Highway 181 in Fairhope.
Mm-hmm.
It's a no-frills place with live music, killer grub, and cold libations.
Mm.
Bill E's is your cheeseburger and bacon oasis.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would be exciting.
Check them out in their award-winning bacon at www.BillE'sBacon.com. There's no apostrophe in there. It's Bill, letter E, letter S, bacon.com. I want to thank Bill E for supporting Archangel Radio.
Hey, have you ever had their bacon?
I have.
Yeah. It is outstanding.
Yeah, I'm trying to visualize the cheeseburger and bacon oasis.
Well,
it sounds messy.
We went there one time, and we had a gift certificate. And to utilize the entirety of the gift certificate, the woman said, well, you know, why don't you just go ahead and get a pound of bacon at the end of the meal and take it home? And we're like, oh, okay, sure. You know, thinking, oh, it's just going to be bacon. Well,
no.
Dear Lord, that was incredible.
Yeah.
That Sunday morning, that was some of the most incredible bacon my family has ever had in their lives.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
It is good bacon. I've bought their bacon before. Mm. Actually, it was as a gift because my brother-in-law loves bacon. And so, anyway.
Can't get better than Billy's.
He was thrilled, yeah.
We also would be remiss if we didn't mention our thank you to our 1410 donors.
Yes.
An invitation, if you donate 1410, Our 1410 dinner is Friday, December 3rd, featuring Dr. Ray Guarendi, the host of The Doctor Is In, which airs every day, every weekday at noon. He's a psychologist, a father of 10, very funny, very wise, great speaker, great resources from Dr. Ray, and he will be joining us Friday, December 3rd at the Ezel House.
Mm-hmm.
In
we
Mobile.
Got that right after 3 days.
Yeah.
We did.
And dinner and great fellowship and a great talk by Dr. Ray for our 1410 listeners. Fantastic. That can be a one-time donation. That can be a monthly donation, a spread out, however you want to do it.
We also have a 1410 match on this hour, so it's time to double your money. If you get in here and pledges, we need them early and often, so now is a good time to start pledging. So we got a 1410 match on the hour, and you can call or text at 251-928-2111.
It's right there. If you,
I almost started giving my cell phone number out.
But as the executive director, she would take your pledge.
Yes,
if you have
exactly.
her cell phone number, go right,
right.
ahead.
That's right.
Shannon, you mentioned a minute ago about the sort of the fund, the investment being it's year 10, year 11, roughly, mm-hmm. and it, which is fitting here today because that's basically how long Archangel Radio has
that's
been around
right.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and it's kind of, there are people who have been invested in building this.
And what
in
a
that
blessing
same
it has
time.
Been. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's great to hear about work that you do and other folks who work for the Archdiocese and the schools just to come here and maybe tell people about these offices and these missions that they don't wouldn't have another venue to hear about it.
Absolutely. I agree. I'm so thankful for Archangel Radio. Just first of all, thank y'all for all you do because it makes my job a little easier in what I do through everything else. And that is, just like you said, spreading the good news of all that is going on in our Archdiocese from Catholic Charities for me personally or the foundation. But it's so also great because I know all in all parts of our Archdiocese, we have listeners who are hearing about all the different things going on. And you're right. They wouldn't know about it if it wasn't for Archangel Radio.
Now, when you moved here 17 years ago, when was the first time you heard that they were talking about starting a Catholic radio station?
Okay, well, okay, I'm a little biased there because, okay. you know, I worked for Joe and Mary Lou at the original Oyster House.
Oh, right. Whoa, so you were like an insider information there.
Exactly. So I might have known a little earlier than some. Mm-hmm. But how exciting is that? Anyway, it was invigorating, really exciting.
But when they first started talking about it, what was?
I don't remember.
Come on. What was the buzz?
I mean, you know, I knew other people, actually friends who had come from like Texas. And it's huge. Catholic radio is huge in Texas. And so they said, well, once we had Catholic radio, well, then we got, you know, a Catholic high school and we got this. Well, what happened here?
Mm-hmm.
Few short years later. I mean, I think it's wonderful. I think it's a wonderful tool for evangelization. And it does absolutely mm-hmm. Benefit all of us, not just the Catholics in our community, but everyone in our community.
We want to also take a minute to let people know what's coming up the rest of the morning as far as our schedule and other guests that we're going to have. So if you're just tuning in on your way to school or work, want to know when should I be listening today, we will be joined at 8 o'clock on the phone by our 1410 speaker, Dr. Ray Guarendi. He will look forward to having a conversation with him at 8 o'clock. At 8:30, we'll be joined by some folks from St. Benedict Catholic School, just down the road in Alberta. I actually visited St. Benedict for the first time for volleyball reasons several months ago. It was my first time down there, which was neat to kind of – I can finally visualize the campus now down there in Alberta. 9 o'clock, Little Flower, a Catholic school will be here. 10 o'clock, St. Ignatius. We'll have some representatives. 10:30, speaking of – St. Michael, they'll be here at 10:30. And at 11:30, the Christ the King Adoration Chapel, Missy Schmidt will be here to talk about that. And we had, of course, the ladies from the Adoration Chapel at St. Ignatius on day one.
Yes.
So we will bookend that conversation with this one about the Christ the King Adoration Chapel. So that's all happening this morning before our noon break.
Yeah, that's a lot to get in the morning hour.
It is. 251-928-2111 is the phone number to call or text with your pledge. We are just getting underway here this morning. And, again, if you're just tuning in, Todd is back. He was gone on a little vacation the last couple of days, but he's back in his normal slot here at 7 a.m.
Indeed. So, Shannon, you have been there in that position, you said, 11 years now.
No, eight years.
Oh, 8 years. Okay.
Yeah.
And in that time, we got to talk about this because those of us that have been in ministry for decades, the one thing that we don't like doing is asking for money.
Okay. You know, I read off my title earlier. Yeah. I mean, I didn't read it off. I said my title, whatever. Do you know what I call myself personally?
What?
I'm the archdiocesan beggar. Okay? So I'm the right person here to kick off today, right? Because
yes.
That's what we're doing is we're asking for money. Uh-huh. Honestly, I mean, I'm not asking it for me.
Right.
When we ask for money, and I do, everything I do is asking for money, basically. Yeah. But not really. I'm asking for people to be good stewards of what God has given them.
Amen.
Because all the funds we have are not our funds. It's God has blessed us in many, many ways. And he asked us, he called us to return those with good favor and to do good in our communities. And obviously, the ministries that I support are all good ministries, as well as Archangel Radio, which happens to be one of the ministries that Catholic Charities also supports, which is such a blessing because outreach is so important, not just Archangel Radio, but I'll tell you a quick story.
Yeah,
Mass
please.
For the Homebound is one thing that that Catholic Charity supports, Mass for the Homebound. Well, you realize how important it is when something goes wrong. So this past Sunday, the Mass for the Homebound did not air on UTV 44.
What happened?
Actually, funny thing, we tried to call. We got calls all morning, Monday morning, saying, where was the Mass for the Homebound? And anyway, so I call my rep. No phone would pick up. Called a bunch of numbers, whatever. No, I couldn't get through. So I went, okay, well, let's try Sinclair Broadcasting. That's who they broadcast through. Tried that. When we pulled it up, they were cyber hacked. So finally, I found,
mercy.
I know, they were the victim of a cyber hack. It was on the New York Times. So
wow.
The entire broadcast. So I'm like, it is so important. And it was so important for those listeners. I said, well, you can watch it on our website. You can listen on Archangel Radio. They have the Mass. They can listen, but they want to see it, you know, whatever. These people, they said, well, just tell me you didn't cancel it. I'm like, absolutely not. It's coming back. But outreach to our parishioners across our archdiocese is so important, and that's what I'm so thankful for Archangel Radio for.
Indeed. It's the same thing here when we do have technical difficulties, and that happens
because
there's a lot of technical stuff. Ellen,
there's
a lot of technical stuff. Hey!
We get texts.
We get text messages like crazy. The text is down. Yes, you. I've
now
got text from you, Shannon.
I can't do that now because typically right now I'm driving my son to school. Joe's taking him today. But
Jimmy
anyway.
Can text for you.
Well, you're right. He could.
Say, hey, the app is not working or what have
you're
you.
Right.
There was one woman, I love this one, she contacted us. She lives in I can't remember, and I'm ashamed. It's either Iowa or Idaho. One of those.
One of the I states.
Yeah, one of those I states. And she goes, I'm trying to watch on Facebook Live, and it's not working. And I'm like, you're in Iowa. This is incredible. The outreach
is
pretty
beautiful.
Awesome. Yeah, it really is.
Absolutely.
Well, that was one of the things we added this year was the Facebook Live of the morning show.
In 4K.
It's yes.
Pretty nice.
And Todd and I always have to remember, hey, the camera's like right there next to us. Stop making faces.
Well, Ellen's a little bit more concerned about her hair.
Yeah. Well.
Because radio, normally you don't have to
care. No, yeah. You know, normal radio people in the old days didn't even have to put on makeup to come
there
to work.
There you
now,
go. There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
It is kind of a two-edged sword, though, that and this is true, frankly, this is true in Catholic schools as well, that a lot of times silence is a good thing. If you don't hear from anyone, that means things are going
That's exactly right, Tom.
So as soon as you start hearing from people, what went wrong? We'll be broadcasting football.
Oh, yes.
And I'll be in the middle of it. And it's funny, people text me during the game, and I'm like, do you realize how focused I have to be calling these plays that I can't be responding to text messages during the game? But I'll hear from somebody saying, you mispronounced this kid's name, or that jersey number is wrong. And I'm like, thanks for letting me know, I guess. I'm glad you're listening. So that's the thing, when you hear concerns or complaints, the positive is, well, that means people are paying attention. Right. And they're listening,
you're
and it matters
exactly
to them.
And when we're able to do that, though, I don't know if we associate the cost, the expense of what's going on. Like, okay, the mass for the homebound.
Yes.
I don't know if you want to put a dollar amount.
Well, they
on
did
that.
Tell me they would not be charging us for that airing.
Okay.
But that is something that airs every single week, and it was recorded, and of course it's loaded on our website. But and there's nothing you can do. I mean, they couldn't answer their phones or log into their computers. They were really scrambling.
But I'm talking about together. Like that costs.
Oh, of the
that
yeah.
costs
actually,
money, right?
I think. Yes, it costs money.
Wouldn't it be great if it was just all free?
Yes, but what's more concerning to me is it's priceless.
Amen.
It's priceless,
And I agree with you. It's just understanding, like, when I was a youth minister, that's a full-time beggar position also. I mean, that's all.
For sure.
It's all you're ever doing. And, I mean, I thought about that one time, this I distinctly remember in 21 years of youth ministry, there was a handful of times when somebody came in and unsolicited said, hey, I'd like to give something to this ministry. And they even would oftentimes either give a dollar amount or they'd say, is there anything that you need? You know, because they'd want to have a connection to it.
Yeah.
Like one individual came in and they said, listen, my mom's second husband, stepdad, passed away. They left us some money. I'd like to give something to this ministry. I'm like, fantastic.
Oh, wow.
And we needed new tables. And it was $2,100 to buy the tables, which some of you listening are going, what kind of tables were those? That doesn't seem very nice. They were those lifetime.
Oh, they're the kind you can lift.
The picnic tables. Mm. No, there was the picnic tables, the ones that even had the bench
things on
there. Mm-hmm. And he wrote me a check right there. And I still remember that. That was over 10 years ago. Remember that because it's unfortunate you don't get a lot of individuals who do that unsolicited. Mm-hmm. If you're not asking, then they're just thinking that everything is just going along. And it normally is, as Tom said, if you don't hear from somebody, then I guess everything's running smoothly. Like the one time I remember the kids were horsing around and someone got pushed and they landed on the ping pong table and it got destroyed. And the kid's like, Todd, do you think you can fix this? I'm like, it's in like 50 pieces. Like, no, I can't fix it. and we were without a ping pong table for a while. Now,
that's
some people listening are going, well, big deal. But
it's youth ministry.
You know, it's youth ministry. Yeah. So here at Archangel Communications, I mean, we have a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. And it needs to be upgraded. It needs to be maintained. I mean,
that's
the football equipment, and then you had to do the football equipment times two, really, because when we started broadcasting for St. Michael, I mean, there's a lot going on, right, Ellen?
Well, we already had one broken headset that you missed on Wednesday by somebody who won't be named sitting next to me. So, yeah, equipment does break. We use it for as long as its shelf life goes, and then we're like, oh, we need a new headset. That's not working. And we need it by Friday, too, because Tom is going to need that headset again. Mm-hmm. For a big football game Friday night. But yeah, it's switches and cords. I've been sharing with Tom, in the past you used to buy a piece of software, Microsoft Word, and put it on all your computers. And now you have to pay a monthly subscription for the five or six computers you have in the office
that need it. And they have to be upgraded when the software upgrades because they stop supporting the old software.
Yes.
So,
and by the way, there's an additional fee for that.
Exactly. Believe me.
I just thought I'd say that.
So what used to just be a one-time $75 cost becomes a $33 monthly cost for everything ongoing in till forever. So it's a new business model for them, but it does hit your monthly expenses. And so it's those kinds of things that we're trying to, it's the invisible cost to keep a radio station running. So that's why for 3 days only, we are here asking for money. Today is the final day for the Archangel Radio Pledge Drive. There's a match on the hour of 14:10. Please call, and you can match it. Maybe even thinking about coming to the 14:10 dinner. Dr. Ray at the Ezel House over in Mobile this year. It's going to be beautiful. And we'd love just to have our supporters there with us if you can donate at that level. Any level is acceptable. Any donation. This is a day we just say, hey, all you $10, $20 folk, whatever, $20 a month, all of that helps pay those monthly subscription expenses we are inundated with these days.
When we talk about the invisible, you know, fees, costs, all that kind of stuff, about 3 years ago, someone came on the Pledge Drive, and they were talking, and they asked me, well, Todd, what's the radio tower look like? And I said, I have no idea. I've never been. And they're like, what are you talking? You've been on this radio station now for 10, it'll be 10 years in December.
Wow. Okay.
And I said, no, I have never seen the radio tower. I've seen pictures, but I have not been there. Mm-hmm. And he could not believe it. And I said, listen, there's so much invisible costs. You talk about how, like, I use the app. I have no idea, honestly, how the app works. I really don't. I mean, I know when it's not working because people will text me, or I'll even text Mike Romano and go, hey, the app's not working, buddy.
Well, it's storage fees on that, too, because you need more space as you load more podcasts and programs, and the company, the host, will be like, hey, you're running out of space. You got to buy more. And so it's just the invisible costs of making sure that programs are available and uploaded every day on the podcast and people can watch them on demand. We know people's schedules are hectic, but they still want to stay connected to the Archdiocese of Mobile.
All right, there's the music for the bottom of the hour break. So we'll reset here and come back in just a few minutes. Our guest is Shannon Rowe, and Todd Sylvester is back. 251-928-2111 is the number to call or text with your pledge. You can also email office@archangelradio.com or go to archangelradio.com and hit donate now. This is Tom McDonald. This is day three of the Archangel Radio Fall Pledge Drive.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. As a listener-supported radio ministry, your donation of any amount is essential to continuing our mission of proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. So please consider calling or texting your pledge to 251-928-2111. You can also email your pledge to office@archangelradio.com. Welcome back to the Archangel Radio Fall Pledge Drive, hosted by Tom McDonald. Remember, Archangel Radio is listener-supported, so we need your help to continue broadcasting all that is good, true, and beautiful. The phone lines are open, so call or text now with your pledge to 251-928-2111. You can also email your pledge to office@archangelradio.com. And now, your host, Tom McDonald.
All right, welcome back. Getting just underway here, hour one of day three. Or for Todd Sylvester, it's hour one of day one.
You should make him work more.
He's fresh. He's like the quarterback you bring in off the bench he's been warming up and taking snaps and now he comes in.
I am rested. It was so pleasant.
That's awesome.
Now, I will say we were on the third story of a condo and I use the stairs every time. So
good for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. With your cooler and everything?
But not with rolling stuff. If I was just carrying it, I did. I did the stairs.
Okay. And also Shannon Rowe is here with us for the rest of the hour. And Ellen Taylor, we're hard, I see, filling in a pledge form, which is always a good sign anytime that's happening.
Yes, they are coming in on the text line, and I'll get you those in just a minute. Okay. So continue for the moment.
251-928-2111 is the number to call or text with your pledge. We have a 14-10 match on this hour, so... this is a great hour to be a 1410 donor. You would get the opportunity to spend an evening with Dr. Ray when he visits us on Friday, December 3rd in Mobile at the Ezel House for our 1410 dinner. That'll be a great event. So if you're a 1410 donor this hour, our first one who calls in, you will not only be able to go to that event, but your donation will be matched. We have a match on the table of 1410. So now is the time to do that.
That's
we were
cool.
thinking of doing it.
Yes.
That's cool. You know, we were talking about during the break that we just don't think about the added expenses.
Yeah.
Like just
the power bill.
The power bill. Mm-hmm. I mean, who thinks about that until it comes?
My husband does.
Ah!
When I leave the lights on.
Somebody's got to
know the kids
those.
With the door. The kids with the door. Mm-hmm. And it's like, come on, the air conditioning's on. For the love of God, please.
No, somebody still it takes it. It's you know
what I was gonna what y'all were making me think about before the break with your earlier conversation is you know one of the challenges of being involved in ministry or any kind of nonprofit is when people, you know, and I find myself doing this, I'll turn on like some other radio station or public television or something and think, oh gosh, the pledge drive again. They're asking for money. Come on. And what we have to remind ourselves is that the work that we're doing here or that the church is doing or other ministries are doing, when you're engaged, or even like teaching in a Catholic school, when you're engaged mm-hmm. in the mission, when you're engaged in the work itself and putting all yes. your energy into that, that doesn't generate revenue. Whereas if you're running a restaurant and you're working hard and killing it, that's generating revenue. If people are receiving the product and they're exchanging money for the product and everybody is, you know, is happy and in the ideal world. But when we're doing the work of ministry, we're not generating revenue because right. that's not what we're about. We're about
saving souls.
Saving souls, right? And so that means we do rely. Anyone who's benefiting or listening or aware of what we're doing, your work is the work of getting us the revenue to be able to continue to focus on the ministry aspect.
Right.
Yes.
So the more time that we have to spend doing this, that's time we're not spending in the actual work itself. So my point is, if you're listening and you participate with your generosity in helping us out, we can get back to doing what we're really here to do. Mm-hmm. And that is bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to the area and to the world through via the app and the airwaves.
Absolutely.
We've got some pledges in, so I will catch up on those here. Off the text line, Mike and Mimi, $250. Thank you so much. And you can easily text your pledge in at 251-928-2111. Chris has given a pledge of $50. Thank you so much, Chris, also from the text line. Alan and Allison have given a pledge. Thank you so much. And they called in, so you too can call in the same number, 251-928-2111. We got an anonymous pledge of $50 as well. So you get the option. We say your name, you don't say the name. Say the amount, we don't say the amount. We are full service pledge even, reading here.
Even if you're anonymous, you can still be pulled out of the drawing.
That's right.
Yesterday.
Yes.
Anonymous won yesterday.
Nice.
I don't know if we called. Now you know all the people that donated yesterday anonymously are like, oh, that could be me. I'm waiting for the call.
That's right. Unless they call and tell us, say, yeah, go ahead, use my name. Let them know,
yeah.
Right?
That's funny.
Yes. So come get your pledge in today. As Tom said, final day of pledge drive because we're going to get back to the business of making Catholic radio here later on today. We're here till 5 o'clock. And, of course, tomorrow we are jumping on. We've got two big football broadcasts tomorrow. And both of them are happening simultaneously, which is where your generous donation in years past helped us create and build a second channel on the app so we can have a St. Michael channel. And
that's so cool.
I am pleasantly surprised. I look at those stats on the online app listening for St. Michael's, and they are just through the roof this year, just through the roof. Now, it could be, you know, the renewed invigorating program over there with a new head coach, Philip Rivers. It could be the team is winning this year. But they've given,
so exciting.
And they have given the McGill Toulon app listening numbers a run for their money on some weeks.
Wow.
Yes.
I tell you, the stadium is packed.
Yes.
It's been really beautiful to see a packed stadium at Fairhope.
And that is one of the things we've done with the online resources. Yeah, until the new stadium is built
right.
over there.
That's right.
But that is something we've done with the resources in the past, is how do we create, as people's listening habits change, the way people consume media and Catholic media in particular is people want it on demand. So we've created the podcasting platform this past year. Michelle and I created the Convergence podcast where we just talk about issues of the day in faith and culture. Michelle also does a crossword, which is a book review with mostly Catholic authors, but other authors that have similar values or something to say in the culture going on. And so she's working remotely from Germany, still helping the cause here. So just the way that we're all able to stay interconnected and bring good Catholic programming in whatever form people consume it. Some people like to get up and turn on AM 1410 AM, as they've done for years. Some people, they're getting in their car and they've got the FM 94.5 on. Other people a little farther down in Foley or Gulf Shores, they're listening on the app. And or maybe later in the day, they're catching the Facebook Live feed from the morning show. Mm-hmm. So there's so many ways to listen to the station. All of it takes resources. So 251-928-2111. This is our final day of Pledge Drive. Can you help us with some of those resources?
I tell you, when I drive all over the Archdiocese, and I do, I mean, I drive regularly from Dothan to Montgomery and Auburn, all over. And one beautiful thing about Archangel Radio is when you're listening to the app, you don't lose the program. Mm-mm. Because it's consistent, the whole drive, you know, and that's a lot of driving. I mean, you know, from wherever I'm driving across the Archdiocese, when you've got the app on, you don't lose it, because if you have on another station, every, you know, 45 minutes, your stations are in and out as you drive through all over the Archdiocese. So thank y'all for that, but it requires resources. Mm-hmm. So
I also want to speak to the fact that I've been here for a very long time, and in that time, I've always been astounded by the frugality of you, Ellen, sometimes to the point of frustration.
Well, my dad would be proud.
Well, because we'll be in the studio, and something, you know, will go awry. It's equipment. And I'll say, well, can't we just get a new one of these? And you're like, you know, I think we can put tape on that. I think we can fix this. We don't need to get a new one. Or, for crying out loud, that computer is making a racket. Can we get a new computer?
Thank you, Ellen, for being a good steward with all of our donors' funds. Thank you.
We laughed, Todd, about that, but I am going to try to put in the budget for next year a new laptop for Mike and the computer, because that fan running that laptop is so loud.
It just depends on how well the Pledge Drive goes here, people.
I know.
That's right. That's right.
A year or two ago, I made a remark about at the football game that the ear cushions the headset were starting to disintegrate, and I'm constantly dusting the black specks of foam off of my shoulders. And then now Ellen got me new ear cushions.
Yes, sir, yes.
But I heard about that for a good long time. I was this diva who needed fancy plush ear cushions.
Yes. Well, and then of course that caused Pat Ahrensberg to complain that you got new ear cushions and he didn't.
Did not.
And I said his weren't deteriorating yet.
That's right.
Now that you broke that headset, though, we may have to remove those fairly new ear cushions off and recycle them.
On your new headset. Good morning.
As long as they're the same ears. Just while we're talking about all the new technology and the ways that we have to listen, and people can listen far and wide, I recalled a conversation I had with someone I went to college with and worked with. And we want to thank our listener who just stopped by to drop off a donation and help us out. We really appreciate it.
They grabbed the magnet, put it right on their vehicle.
Yes, thank you. Driving off. Thank you for spreading the word.
You can come by and see us in person. We're right out here, and people are honking as they drive by. The 251-928-2111 is the number. But I was dropping off my daughter, Emma, at Franciscan, where she's a freshman, and they had an event for alumni parents, special social for alumni parents. So that was really
That's
neat.
Awesome.
But you know, Caroline and I hadn't been up on campus in over 20 years, and there was a fellow that I went to. He was after me at Franciscan, so I didn't know him there. But when I was living in Dallas, he came and moved to Dallas and taught at the same school I taught at, and so I knew him for a few years in Dallas. Well, I haven't lived in Dallas since 1998, and so I haven't seen him since 1998. I haven't talked to him. I'm not connected with him. I mean, as far as I know, not connected on social media. I've heard about how he's doing. He lives in Colorado, and So we're at this alumni gathering. I'm saying hello to this fellow named John, and it's great to see you. How's your family doing? And he tells me how his family's doing. He said, now, when you reviewed, and I forget what movie it was, he said, I was listening to your review of, and I, wait, you were listening? He said, oh, yeah, I listen all the time. And I said, so how's Todd doing? By the way, I never told you. Do you know John Zink?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah. So he says hi.
It's a small world.
So he like
in Colorado, he's listening.
He listens regularly, and it never occurred to me. This is a person that I had completely lost track of, but he is on top of it listening. And you know, if I happen to run into one person who mentions it, how many other people does he represent who are kind of sprinkled out throughout the country who may listen here and there? So you just never know. The reach with the blessing of the technology today, the reach that is possible is really limitless.
Absolutely.
It's really incredible.
It's sometimes a little scary because I'll get text messages from people and they'll make a comment about something that we just said offhand. And I'll be like, wait, how did you know that? How did you know that story? And they're like, oh, well, you know, I was listening to Archangel Radio. Oh,
that's
were you
awesome.
Now?
Yeah. Good thing they're not listening to the show between the show.
Let's not talk about that. Again, the number is 251-928-2111. As the dad of my house, the person who's in charge of paying the bills, I'm going to tell you that it's not fun. It's not fun paying the bill. Like, it doesn't bother me paying the mortgage. In essence, I feel like I'm putting some of that money in the bank. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's into the value of the home. Some of the other expenses are sometimes, you know, not too fun. I have buyer's regret on certain things in my life. But for the most part, you know, keeping a roof over my family and food on the table and clothes on their back, all necessary things. What we do here at Archangel Radio is something that has touched countless lives. And I don't think that we're ever going to come to the full appreciation of it until heaven, when we really then see all of the individuals, the souls that were touched by this ministry. And we cannot do this without you. We simply cannot do it without you. It's impossible. I do not make enough to be able to even pay the power bill here at Archangel Radio. I just don't. I can't afford it. I wish I could. That'd be super fun. I wish I was a multimillionaire. There's a lot of times where I'm like, wouldn't that be just so much fun? You could just do that. And I could just walk in and say, Ellen, what are the monthly expenses?
Oh, yeah.
What's October? What's October looking for you? Here's a check. But I can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Just give me your top three invoices. Let me just pay those.
Yeah.
That would be lovely.
But we need everyone coming together. We need coming together. And hopefully this is a ministry that has actually touched you in a positive way. And if it has, and you have the means, first of all, absolutely. Are we asking for prayer support? Yes. 100% we're asking for prayer support. In fact, Mike Romano does more praying than anyone else because he knows all the things that can go wrong with the electronics and everything. Like, I got to reboot this. Everyone be quiet. You know, it's like, well, why? Why if we're quiet? Is that going to help?
But anyway, actually always leads us in prayer before we even go on the air on the morning show.
Correct.
Just
before
make
the
sure.
prayer.
Yeah, the prayer before the prayer.
Prayer before the prayer.
It's the prayer that everything works.
Amen.
Amen. And then we'll pray for everything else.
But we really do need your help. We really do. I mean, it's one of those things where this ministry touches so many people, and there's so many people involved. And that, to me, is a family. That's community. That's exactly what we're called to. The number is 251-928-2111.
They have brought me a pledge from the back room where someone called in, which you can do or you can text in. Shout out to Christ the King. This is a Christ the King parent. Whoop, and whoop. A shout out to Troop 87.
Awesome.
I don't know if that's Cub Scouts,
that's
Girl Scouts,
Boy Scouts.
There we go. And Stephanie and Matt are giving us $2,000.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank
awesome.
You.
So
fantastic. Lovely.
That
yes.
is beautiful.
Just and congratulations to their son who just made Eagle Scouts.
Oh.
Yes.
Wonder they get a shout out on the air.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That's we have great. Some good, very faithful, generous people
yes,
here.
Yes, we do.
And
absolutely.
We just love their support. We love running into them. and they just share with us the blessings that this radio station has in their family and in the community.
Yes.
And so we are so grateful that they support us in that
way. I hope they don't mind me mentioning this also, but it's just kind of cool how all these things kind of come together and touch one another. Like the other day, I was down at Holy Spirit Hall.
The
new retreat center down there at formerly Camp Cullen next to Sacred Heart. And there is a beautiful fire pit that's right there on the bay.
That was Justin's
project.
Right.
Just because you mentioned that, it made me think of it. And I thought, this is just so cool. I mean,
how
everything comes together. Mm. Now, for years, people that are down there at the retreat center are going to be having fires in that fire pit that was his Eagle Scout project.
I know.
I mean, isn't that just cool?
That is cool. Good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Every place needs a fire pit, too.
Oh, amen.
That's
out
right.
There by
Absolutely.
The bay. We are here, and this is LA Catholic Morning in its normal hour. But Todd Sylvester's here. I'm Ellen Taylor. But Tom McDonald's here as Pledge Drive host, and sitting in the hot seat is Shannon Rowe. And we invited her because, well, we had to shake up the schedule this year.
That's right.
The Archbishop was traveling to visit seminarians, so he didn't kick it off Tuesday. So we took our Thursday anchor, Father Paul Zogby, and put him on Tuesday. And if you're wondering, if you tuned in to listen to Father Paul, he usually sits there. And then we thought, well, who's good at asking for money that we could ask? Let's put Shannon Rowe in the hot seat.
So I hope you're not disappointed that you didn't get Father Paul this morning. But those are steep shoes to fill as well.
Oh,
but
yes. Yeah. And
Shannon, you something you mentioned earlier I think is really important. And frankly, I feel like it's easy to lose focus. Sometimes we have even in ministry, we can have a consumer mentality, like we're trying to sell the product. Like, you should donate because this is a great product, and if you want to continue to get it, and here's all the good things we're doing. And we do talk about all those things that we're proud of, like our programming and football and the morning show and everything else. But stewardship is in your title. It's not simply about what do you get in return.
Basically,
it's a responsibility.
It is. And everything I do is asking for money for nothing in return, except for grace, right? So it is. Stewardship is a call. God calls us to be good stewards in everything we do. I mean, everybody hears time, talent, and treasure. It's time and prayer, talent in giving back, being part of the Mass, giving back in ministry, and then treasure. He specifically spells out in the Bible that we are called to give a portion of our treasure, of our funds, of our, you know, what he has blessed us to earn, to give it back to ministry, to our church, to the ministries that are so near and dear to our hearts and that we cherish. So it is absolutely a call. It's our responsibility as good Christian stewards.
You
write a column on that, too.
You know, the thing is, we complain a lot in our little worlds or on social media that we want a better world. Mm-hmm. We need to live in a better world. People need to be kinder and more generous and tolerant and all of these capacities that we want people to have infused in them. But it always starts with ourselves doing those small steps that we want the world to be.
That's
if you
right.
want a more generous world, be more generous in your world. If you want a more loving world, be more loving in your world. And so it's those virtues, and we've had a lot of kids this week talking about virtues, and we insist we need a world that has these virtues, yet we have to be out there in the forefront practicing
right.
them. And so that's the only way we're going to make our world better. So if you want things like Catholic Radio and Archangel Radio on the air 24 hours a day talking about it, it's
spreading
then
the good,
yeah,
true
then we then we have to be the virtues that we are appealing to
that's
everyone
right.
to be. So
that's right.
251-928-2111, call or text.
Mm-hmm.
We will be breaking here for the hour in just a moment, but after the top of the hour, we're going to be joined on the phone by Dr. Ray. Very excited to talk to him, our 1410 speaker. So you'll want to listen
awesome.
To him. If you've been on the fence about the 1410, well, listen in to Dr. Ray in the next half hour and then make your pledge during that half hour or after. 1410 donor will receive an invitation to the December 3rd, Friday night, 1410 dinner with Dr. Ray as our guest in Mobile. Wonderful dinner and fellowship we'll have that evening.
Mm-hmm. Thank y'all for having me. You're such a blessing to our entire archdiocese, to the world, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're glad, and we're thankful for all the good things you are organizing there. You know, these things just don't happen by chance.
No,
it's good people. Thank you, Shannon Rowe, for sitting in the hot seat now. We thank our LA Catholic Morning sponsor, Cromwell & Associates. Want to learn more about estate planning this month? Eric Cromwell will be hosting a seminar that's tonight, October 21st at 6:30, and this Saturday at 10 a.m. Visit cromwell.associates to make reservations and learn more.
And the Archangel Radio Fall Pledge Drive. Call and text with your pledge, 928-2111.